Vanished by Lisa Markland, read by India Fisher. Prologue. Time has stopped, she thought. This is what it's like to die. Her head hit the tarmac and she blacked out momentarily. Fear vanished along with all sound. Only silence remained. Her thoughts were calm and clear. Her stomach and pelvis were pressed against the ground, ice and gravel against her cheek and in her hair. How strange the way things turn out. How little you can actually predict. Who could have guessed that it would end up like this? A foreign shore, far away in the north. Then she saw the boy in front of her again, his outstretched arms, and her fear returned. She heard the shots, the sobbing that went with them, and felt helpless. Sorry, she whispered to the memory of her brother. I'm sorry I was so weak, so pathetically useless. Suddenly she felt the wind again. It tugged at her bag, hurting her. Sound returned. One foot was aching. She became aware of the damp and cold coming through her jeans. She had simply fallen. She hadn't been hit. Her mind went blank again, but one thought remained. Get away from here. She struggled onto all fours, but the wind forced her back down. She tried again. The buildings were making the squalls unpredictable, sweeping in mercilessly from the sea and along the road. I have to get away from here now. She knew the man was somewhere behind her. He was blocking the route back to town. She was stuck. I can't just stay here in the glare of the headlights. I've got to get away. Anywhere but here. A fresh gust of wind took her breath away. She gasped and turned her back to it. More headlights, bright yellow, turning the grey...